broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority, WFXS America.
The Fox 98.7 Steve College.
And it was time for a thrilling Thursday. Before they even knew it, it felt like it should be Wednesday. On Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox, it's Let's Talk with your old pals. Ironhead, that's me. Mr. Geezy, that's him.
That'd be me, yeah.
Your phone calls. Yes, you could join the program. 814-954-7266 gets you into the big show on this Thursday. It's the penultimate day of the work week, ladies and gentlemen.
The what?
That's right. The penultimate day of the work week. Let that sink in. All right. It's sunk.
I got to go to Syria to find out what that means. Penultimate. That has something to do with a pen?
We have...
It's the ultimate pen?
It's the auto penultimate.
Oh, no.
Joe Biden's back, baby.
No, we're not going there. No, please stop. Please stop. All right. Are you still a day short this week?
It feels like it should be Wednesday.
It's Thursday, and it feels like Wednesday.
Throwing me off.
All right. Well, the good news is it's one day ahead, so tomorrow's the start of a weekend. Thank you.
Baby.
Thank you very
much. Feels like it should only be Thursday tomorrow.
Man, do we need that. Holy moly. All right. Folks, we've got a busy show today.
Very busy.
We have two guests later on this hour joining us in studio. Michael Lee from Nittany Valley Sports Center is going to join us. That is a hopping place over there. If you've never been there, it's near State College Airport. And they've got a ton of activities going on. We're going to find out from Michael about the center. Seriously, folks, check it out sometime. If you've got kid athletes, good chance you've been there, all right, probably. But for other folks, check it out. We're going to find out from Michael all the really upcoming, like, cool things that are going to be going on there. And then in the second hour, we're going to have a phone guest. We're going to talk with Jennifer Rikoszewski. She is with a group called Affordable Skies. Now, this is a group I came across recently, and I joined up, which just means I gave them my email address, so I joined up. I'm on their list. Affordable Skies, yes. If you have tried or you've had to purchase an airline ticket sometime this year, you certainly probably noticed the price of the ticket. It's like, how much to go where? You know, that sort of stuff. It's getting a little nuts, all right? It is. And so when I saw Affordable Skies, I thought, first, I want to be a part of that because occasionally I take a flight to somewhere. In the old days, it was for business, and now might be for, like, vacation or something like that. What is going on with the airline industry in this country? The price, the safety, air traffic controllers or lack thereof, and other stuff. I mean, it's a little nuts. It's getting a little crazy. And I think a growing number of people are starting to take notice. So we're going to talk with Jennifer next hour to kind of get the lowdown, like, what's going on? Is it always going to be this way? What are some alternatives? You know, all that sort of stuff. All right? So stay tuned for that. I'm really looking forward to that interview because I'm going to be taking a flight somewhere later this year. And, yeah. Great, wonderful, fun. So stay tuned for that, all right? Another beautiful morning in the Valley of Happiness.
Oh, yeah, babe.
But allegedly the clouds are going to start rolling in here at some point, and we're supposed to get some rain today. Now, again, weather forecasting, I salute those folks. They're terrific. They're awesome. They're great. If you follow this stuff, and probably you do without even realizing it, you see a forecast that maybe, I don't know, 5 days in advance, and then for a particular day. And then you see a forecast for like 3 days in advance. And, oh, okay, that's changed. And then you see a forecast for maybe 1 day in advance.
Uh-huh.
Like, okay, that's changed again. At one point today, I thought we were supposed to get, I would call it, a significant amount of rain. Now at least one or two forecasters out there saying, yeah, we're going to get some drizzle today. That's all it's going to be. I could use for a little more than drizzle, but all right. Also for the Penn State game on Saturday, maybe a little drizzle. You might want to bring some rain gear. Might be a good idea. Now, high school football tomorrow night in the neighborhood right now is looking great. So if you're going to a high school game, you'll be at a game. I'll be at a game. Now, we'll be working, not just watching.
Everywhere a game.
So maybe a little bit of drizzle today may not amount to much. Okay, but be prepared. So enjoy the beautiful morning because apparently at some point it's going to kind of fall down. All right. Let's see. Oh, here we go. The Powerball last night. Unbelievable. If you don't know, nobody hit it again last night. Nobody hit it. So the next Powerball jackpot will be Saturday night. Estimated jackpot will be at least $1.7 billion. Oh, my gosh. Now, I need to look this up if that's a record. If it's not a record, it's darn close for at least our country, all right? At least 1.7. I'm thinking it's going to be more. The jackpot for last night was supposed to be, and I think it was probably more, $1.3 billion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not much money.
We're getting to serious stuff. Now it might be worth playing.
So expect, now again, the next drawing is Saturday night. This is Thursday. A reminder, this is Thursday. Probably lines at some of these lottery machines, you know, depending on where you go. Yes, there's my ticket from last night. I got one whole number. I guess I should feel honored. I got one whole number.
Well, you got that going.
Unfortunately, it wasn't the Powerball number. If that's the only number you match, you're a winner. You get something. You get $2. You get your ticket payment back. That's about it. I mean, there were some winners last night. People who got, there's six total numbers. If you get five of the six total numbers, you win $1 million. And according to the Powerball website, let me punch it up here, somebody from Pennsylvania last night, Matt, got five numbers. So whoever that is, and at some point they'll tell us, oh, this was sold at the blah, blah store in blah, blah town. Okay, so somewhere in Pennsylvania, somebody is a millionaire this morning.
Wait a second, I'm looking this up. I actually matched all of the numbers. I forgot to buy the ticket, but this is exactly what I thought it was going to be.
That's a problem.
I should be able to just let them know. Hey, I just forgot to stop by the store.
Oh,
but
yes. Yeah, that
it was an honest mistake.
Yeah, that'll work.
You'll want to make good with me.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Good luck with that. All right.
I'll let you know how that works.
Yeah,
I'll head into the convenience store
when,
later.
When you don't show up some morning because you're an instant millionaire, that'll be the giveaway.
Well, I meant to play, but these are the numbers.
I'm terribly
sorry.
This
is what I had.
I'm sorry. You get a good lawyer, you might be able to find a way to at least get in the front door of the Powerball, and then they'll laugh you out the back door.
What?
So that's the way it goes. All right, so yes, nobody hit the big Powerball again last night.
Not even me.
Not even him.
Didn't play.
All right, then we have the price of gas. Now here I am, your friend Scott, driving to the studio this morning, past a certain convenience store where the gas is now $3.59 a gallon. I'm thinking, okay, what? Now, across the street is another convenience store, competitors. Their price was lower, okay? So we've talked about this before. When I'm eventually done here today, done at the studio, I think I'm going to be heading out that same direction. And when I do, I'm going to look over at the other convenience store to see if they have raised their price to match their competitor. Because traditionally, that seems to be what they do. And yes, it's incredibly annoying. So I got so annoyed over this, all right? On my gadget, I actually opened up my friend ChatGPT.
Oh.
All right, opened him up.
You were annoyed.
I'm thinking, okay, what is going on? So, again, if AI apps are great. They're really great for research, like fast pretty thorough research, way faster than you could do if you just opened a browser and started pecking away and so on. These AI apps really are awesome. The assumption is the information they gather from the internet is accurate, and usually it is. All right, the great majority of time it is. And the at least what I use, it cites, okay, here's where I got this information. So it's not just blah, here it is. Like, here's where this came from. So here was my question.
Yeah.
For ChatGPT this morning, I said, I live in central Pennsylvania near State College. Do a web search and find out why the price of gasoline is so expensive right now in the central Pennsylvania area.
Yeah.
Display any results you find.
Uh-huh.
See, again, one of the really kind of cool things about these AI apps is the question is called a prompt. And the prompt should be like if you're talking to somebody. Like you're there's an expert sitting in front of you. You're talking to this person, and you phrase your question or your prompt like you're talking to somebody. So, okay, that's what I did. And within seconds, which is incredible, all the information comes popping out. And the other cool thing about these AI apps is their response reads like somebody is talking to you. Which is, that's kind of cool, all right? It's not just boring stats and numbers. It's like, hey, so here's, it starts out, here's what I found regarding the current rise in gasoline prices in central Pennsylvania, including around State College.
Huh, what'd they find?
I thought, that's very nice. Well, it refers to some information from AAA. All right, I trust AAA. I'm a AAA member. I trust AAA. One of the things they do is they track fuel prices here, I mean, everywhere, okay? Now, this is according to this, and this information, it's interesting, September 4th, yeah, that'd be today. According to AAA, the average price for regular unleaded in Pennsylvania is $3.34 a gallon. Now, that's for the whole state. The average for the whole state is $3.34. Also, according to AAA, it says in State College, you know, here, the current average is approximately $3.37 a gallon. And I'm thinking, not where I shop. Okay, but if you say so, AAA, all right. The national average now, like right now, is around $3.20 a gallon. Yes, that is significantly less than what most of us are paying. Isn't it? Yes. Taxes has a lot to do with that. Again, if you somehow don't know, Pennsylvania has some of the highest gasoline taxes in the country. Yeah, we're paying for that. Okay. So then ChatGPT says, well, why are prices higher or elevated and so on? And it points out a few things. Now, you know, a couple of these I know. You know, crude oil is, of course, where gasoline comes from. And it mentions geopolitical tensions, strong global demand, supply constraints. Like, okay, all right, whatever. It mentions a refinery incident. Apparently some refinery in the Midwest had to shut down recently because of flooding. Well, if you don't have a refinery to turn oil into gas, that's a bit of a problem, okay? Here's something to watch out for. Now, maybe you know this, although I think a lot of people really don't. When we get to summer, they change the gasoline, all right? The gasoline blend, as they call it, changes, and this is mandatory. All right, this is like a national thing. You must do this.
They put a little extra sunshine in your gas.
Yeah, and a little extra cost, huh? Too. There we go.
What?
It's called the Summer Blend. Now, according to this, the Summer Blend runs from May 1st to September 15th. All right, well, that's not far down the road. And what they do is they change the blend of the gas to try to reduce emissions, like smog and ozone and stuff. And they do, this is mandated by the government, you do this every summer. So, in this case, May 1 to September 15. So, I'm assuming after September 15, they'll get away from the so-called summer blend to a, I don't know, winter blend, I suppose, fall blend, whatever it's called, which is supposed to be less expensive because it's not as stringent. So, apparently, if we can just wait I don't know, a couple of weeks or something like that, the price may start going down. Also, it mentions here, for whatever reason, Western and Central Pennsylvania have higher refining and overhead costs than Eastern Pennsylvania. Now, that would explain a lot, because if you head down toward Harrisburg and then keep on going, like toward Philadelphia, one thing you will certainly notice, the price of gas starts coming down.
Down.
There's refineries like in the greater, I don't know, Philadelphia area and so on. Okay, you head down that way, it's closer to the source, and so they get to pay less than what we get to pay in central and western PA.
We get to pay, huh?
Yeah, boy, do we get to pay. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a certain convenience store that, I'm sorry, I'm just telling the truth, they always seem to have the highest gas prices in town. Will they start lowering their prices soon? I'm not holding my breath, but keep an eye out on things.
Not soon enough, I'll tell you that.
Again, the argument for electric vehicles, that's an argument for EVs. The price of gas does not go whoop, 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 whoop up and down like the price for electricity doesn't go whoop, whoop up and down like it does for gas. It's pretty, consistent, all right? Because that's just the way the commodity is priced. So if you're an electric vehicle owner, you're probably thinking, okay, yeah, all right, no hikes for them. Okay, that's fine. Now, at some point, if we have electricity problems, well, whoop, up it goes. That doesn't happen nearly as often as it does for gas. So if you're an EV owner, okay. Remember, those EV subsidies are supposed to end the end of September. So if somehow you're thinking about it, I guess between now and the end of September is your time to go. Interesting story from Oregon. All right, out in Oregon, apparently, Oregon is a rather progressive state, to use that fancy political term. I'm guessing a decent number of people in Oregon apparently drive electric vehicles. Okay, well, that's a problem. The problem is, if you're driving an electric vehicle, you're not paying gasoline taxes. Shortfall. And so in Oregon, they're tossing the idea of, hey, these electric vehicle owners are getting off scot-free, if you will. We got to get them. And so in Oregon, apparently they've already done this in Hawaii, the only state so far. Oregon might be number two. We need to find a way to get those electric vehicle people paying us money, the government, paying us money.
Heck yeah.
So what they have floated is, if you're an EV owner in Oregon, the idea is you have your choice, or you would have your choice. You could pay 2.3 cents per mile for your vehicle in state taxes. All right? Or the easy way, I guess, is they just hit you with a flat fee per year, which would be about $340 if you're an EV owner in Oregon. Okay. Now, if you do a little quick math, 2.3 cents per mile, you would have to drive about 15,000 miles to equal $340. So the idea is, if you're a heavy driver, you drive a lot, you probably want to do the 340. If you're a much lighter driver, apparently you would elect the 2.3 cents per mile. How do they know this? Well, in Oregon, I guess you get your car inspected every year. And when you do, the mechanic or whatever, or mine does, notes, okay, how many miles are on the car right now? And then they report that stuff. And then somebody does some simple math. And then you eventually apparently get a bill for how many ever miles you drove last year. Okay. I don't know. Which would you be, the heavy driver or the light driver? Which one would you be? I used to be the very heavy driver. I'm not nearly as much anymore.
I ain't heavy. That's my brother. Wait, no, that's... tend to be lighter these days than once upon a time,
yes,
for sure.
I mean, once
for
upon
sure.
a time, I would have taken the 340 in a heartbeat. Are they talking about this in Harrisburg? Yes. I think we've mentioned this before. This has been floated down in Harrisburg. As a matter of fact, let's see, one day next week, local state representative Paul Takac is going to join us on the program. He's been here a number of times. Get an update on various things. And I'll have to make a note to ask him about that. EV, you know, per mile or flat fee. I seem to recall a flat fee. I don't think it was $340. That's the number floating for Oregon right now. Yes. Yeah, that's not a law yet. They're talking about it in Oregon.
Yak, yak, yak.
I've got to believe other states are probably going to follow suit, you know, because those gasoline taxes disappearing. Got to make up that money somehow for their version of PennDOT or whatever, fixing roads and bridges and all that sort of stuff. Okay, keep an eye on that. All right, free plug alert, very quickly, out my way. All right, Penns Valley, I'm frequently amazed by this event.
Yeah.
The Nittany Antique Machinery Show is today through Sunday on the grounds of Penns Cave. That's off Route 192, very familiar with that road. Today through Sunday. Thousands of people show up for this event. I'm blown away by that. Antique machinery means people show off their, you know, old tractors and steam engines and the way we used to do things like 100 years ago. And all that sort of stuff, like, I don't know, train stuff or whatever. Lots of antique machinery, and people turn out in droves to see this stuff. Now, yes, they have food stands and other, you know, knickknacks and various things happening there, too. But it's just incredible how many people come to this event. First off, it makes me feel good because it means nostalgia still means something. It's very popular. Tons and tons of people come to this event. So it's today through Sunday out at Penns Cave. Yesterday, now, if you've been in State College, you've driven right past this. The actual center furnace, all right, or center furnace stack, whatever you want to call it. They had, a media type event yesterday where a family, let's give a big thank you to Robert and Cynthia Vandruff, if they're listening this morning. They donated $35,000 to renovate the center furnace stack that's right along College Avenue, right next to Porter Road. You turn up Porter Road if you're going to Beaver Stadium or the Jordan Center or Medler Field and so on, you know, right up the hill. Right there is the big stack. You can't miss it. Did you realize that thing's been there since 1791? Holy mackerel. That predates Center County. It really predates State College. There's a few media stories out there from yesterday. You can go and find them. If you've driven past that thing, it's big. It's made out of stone. They're refurbishing or renovating the stone, you know, to make sure that things don't start to, like, fall apart and so on. And they're cleaning it. I don't know, sandblasting, perhaps? So I want to drive past it sometime and take a look over, like, whoa, that looks different. Because over many, many, many years, again, it's right off of College Avenue. Trucks and cars going back and forth and smog and smoke and whatever just kind of has, I don't know, dirtied the stack. Well, now they're cleaning it. Apparently it's going to take them about a couple of weeks to finish their work, and then we'll have a nice clean center furnace. And that is a major historical monument in this neighborhood. So in the next week or two, find some time, go down that stretch of College Avenue, take a look over, like, oh, that's cool. And Center Furnace Mansion, of course, is, you know, right over here on the other side of the road. So cool stuff. Thank yous that be to the Vandruffs. It's their philanthropy that's allowing this to happen, which is really great. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've got sports to talk about. Yes, there's a football game tonight.
What?
And apparently we're airing it. Oh, boy. Okay, very cool, you Eagles fans, you lucky folks. Also, some other notes as well. Again, we got guests coming up, a busy show. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox, and we will be coming right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games.
Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here, all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Our military heroes deserve our thanks. Patriotic Hearts is there to assist those in need, especially in the transition back to family and civilian life. You can help by donating an unwanted car, truck, SUV, or van. Your donation supports the programs that make a difference in the lives of veterans and those actively serving our country. Call today for a fast, free pickup. Your donation will not only be greatly appreciated, but will also qualify as a tax deduction. Call 800-917-1544 to help our military heroes. Call 800-917-1544. Operators are standing by 24/7. Patriotic Hearts, helping our soldiers and veterans live a better life. Call 800-917-1544. That's 800-917-1544. Together, we can make a difference.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Have you checked out our new website, 987thefox.info? When you do, be sure to scroll to the bottom, enter your email address. Then sometime soon, you'll be a 987 The Fox Insider with our newsletter feature, thoughts from some of our hosts that you won't get on our shows, messages from sponsors, and even special deals as an insider newsletter exclusive. We'll take good care of your email address, no sharing or selling. Hope you'll join us on 987thefox.info and enter your email address at the bottom. Be an insider, only from 987 The Fox.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It is a Thursday morning edition of Let's Talk right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. It's Jeff Byers. It's Scott Giese. We've got guests galore coming up. We'll have some open phone time. But right now, we take a check of the sports scene.
Sports.
Big game coming up tonight. The 9th-ranked Penn State women's soccer team will be at 8th-ranked Virginia tonight. Big opportunity here for the Nittany Lions. That'll be a 6 o'clock start at Klockner Stadium in Charlottesville. The game will be aired live on the ACC network and will also be streamed through the ESPN app. Penn State is off to a 3-1-1 start this season, while the Cavaliers come in at 4-0-1 on the young season. Jaden Kelora tying the Spikes record as he had a hit last night, and that is the 21st consecutive game that Kelora has had a hit in. Again, that ties a Spikes record. Shaynar Brown becoming the 6th Spikes player to produce 5 hits in a single game. Skylar Reidinger had 5 scoreless innings on the mound in relief. And the Spikes prevailed over the Crosscutters in Williamsport 6-4 to wrap up the regular season with yet another victory. That all leads to tonight's showdown for the MLB Draft League Championship. Your State College Spikes will host the West Virginia Black Bears.
Okay.
They come in as a 6:35 start tonight. The winner is the champion.
Of the league.
That's it.
Okay.
Champions.
That's it.
It's all over after tonight. It's Dollar Dog Night, ladies and gentlemen. As if you need more of a reason to go. All tickets are just $10. So great opportunity to watch championship baseball action. For those of us that are Pirates fans, you know, this is a rare opportunity to be able to go see championship baseball action. Although, I'll tell you what, the Buccos are looking like World Series champions these days. But again, Spikes and Black Bears tonight, 6:35, Medler Field at Lebrano Park. Should be a fun night. And this will definitively be the final game of the season. Now, your Pittsburgh Pirates, as I was mentioning, they are dominating the Los Angeles Dodgers, as really they have over the last few years. 3-0 win last night as the Pirates win a second straight in the series. Brian Reynolds got it started. Man, what an at-bat. He homered on a 12-pitch at-bat. That got the Bucs started. Andrew McCutchen also homered. Joey Bart added an RBI double. Mike Burrows got the victory with 3 innings of shutout relief. Braxton Ashcraft pitched out of a couple of bases-loaded situations over the first 3 innings against the Dodgers. The one time the Dodgers had bases loaded, nobody out. You figure Dodgers, bases loaded, nobody out, they're at least going to get a run or two. Nope. Ashcraft struck out the next 2 and then got the 3rd out to end the inning. Pittsburgh will be looking to complete the sweep tonight with Paul Skeens going up against Blake Snell. Man, that should be a good one this evening. The Bucks, by the way, now playing .500 ball under manager Don Kelly. You know, he took it over a little bit later in the season, so they're still under .500 for the year. But in the games under manager Don Kelly, now back to the .500 mark this season. It'll be a 6:40 start tonight at PNC Park. The Philadelphia Phillies, meanwhile, losing to the Brewers 6-3 in Milwaukee. The Brew Crew putting up 5 runs in the first inning, and they never looked back. Well, they might have looked back a couple times when they were on base, you know, just to see what the situation was. You know, you understand what I'm saying. Aaron Nola took the loss. He gave up 6 earned runs in 5 innings. Weston Wilson had a 2-run homer for Philadelphia. The two teams will play what I like to call the rubber game of that series this afternoon. That'll be a 4:10 start, Eastern time, from Milwaukee. That's where they're going to play. That's where the Brewers, that's their home city.
Yes, yeah, thank
if you.
You
weren't
yeah.
aware. Now, this is an interesting little twist. Penn State punter Riley Thompson has been named to the Ray Guy Award watch list. This announced by the Augusta Sports Council this week. What is interesting about that? Well, Riley Thompson isn't the starting punter for Penn State.
Now,
he has had a terrific couple of years as the punter. And, listen, who knows? By the end of the season, maybe he will be the guy again. But just interesting. He's starting the season, at least, as the backup punter for Penn State, but he is on the Ray Guy watch list. Of course, if you just went to the game last week, you'd have no idea who the starting punter is for Penn State because
they
never saw a punter take the field for the Nittany Lions in the season opener. Will we see a punter for Penn State in Saturday's game? Well, stay tuned and we'll find out together, won't we? Florida International will visit Beaver Stadium. That'll be a noon kickoff. Both teams 1-0 with blowout losses in week one. A showdown between the unbeatens in college football. Trying to build up the anticipation. You never know what's going to happen when Penn State and FIU get together. This is only the second meeting.
They've actually played before?
Oh, yeah.
Penn State, I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, Penn State walloped them a few years ago.
Okay.
But, anyway, stay tuned for all of that. It'll be very, very exciting. Or probably not. But it'll be fun.
Sure.
Still
it will
be fun.
Yes.
NFL season. So that's the National Football League. It kicks off tonight.
How about that? Yeah.
Now, let's see. Who do we have playing in this game? This is the returning Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles.
E-L-G-S-E-S.
Here's a little tip from your old pal Ironhead here. The Eagles have this kid. You're going to want to keep an eye on him. He's kind of flying under the radar. Saquon Barkley.
Actually, flies over people.
Fellow's name. He is a running back for the Eagles. Now, a little known fact, he actually once upon a time played right here in Happy Valley.
No.
Yeah, he
stayed high?
He attended Penn State.
Oh,
actually.
Penn State, okay.
And now he ended up with the Philadelphia Eagles. Had an unfortunate stop with the New York Giants in between. But now he's where he belongs. Well, he belongs in Pittsburgh. But, the next best thing.
Oh, that would
be
interesting.
The Eagles host the Dallas Cowboys. Now, if you're unable to, you've got to be on the road tonight. You've got to get some work done. And you don't have a TV in the room where you're getting work done. Don't worry about it. You can listen to the game right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Now, the Eagles come in as 8.5-point favorites now. They had been 7.5-point favorites.
Up, man.
And the betting public is like, it's the Eagles. It's the Cowboys. Cowboys don't have Micah Parsons. Philadelphia's going to win this by more than 7.5. So now it's up to 8.5. Who knows if it moves any more today. Eagles won both of last year's matchups with Dallas. That game will get underway at kickoff at 8:20 this evening. Pittsburgh Steelers, they have a new quarterback,
Mason Rudolph.
They will open the season at the New York Jets. That'll be a Sunday afternoon contest, 1 o'clock kickoff. Pittsburgh, a 2.5-point favorite.
Interesting.
Over the New York Jets.
On the road.
You'll want to keep an eye on the beloved Pittsburgh Steelers and their season opener coming up on Sunday. And looks like a pretty cool video, documentary that's coming out. Amazon's Prime Video announcing that a documentary will be released on Thursday, October 9th. It is a feature-length documentary titled Saquon. And this is all about Aaron Rodgers and his career.
No, it's about
Saquon Barkley.
Yes.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Okay.
I was very confused why they were. It is all about Saquon and last season. His literal run to the Super Bowl with the Philadelphia Eagles. So, Saquon, feature-length documentary released on Thursday, October 9th by Amazon's Prime Video. saw a little few clips from it. It looks like it's going to be pretty doggone good.
Yeah, cool.
Pretty entertaining. Yeah. If you're a fan, you may want to check that out. Even if you're not a fan, is that even possible? Is it possible to be a human being on this planet and not be a fan of Saquon Barkley?
Allegedly it is.
Even if you're somehow not a fan, yeah, you may want to check this out. I think it's going to be pretty entertaining. And just one of those things that it's just it's interesting fodder just to look at. Onward State has a look at the largest guaranteed contracts for Penn State football alums in the NFL. And, of course, Green Bay is very excited. They open up the season against the Detroit Lions. They have Micah Parsons. Parsons, of course, becoming the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. He has $136 million guaranteed.
Yeah.
Now,
no matter what,
that pales in comparison to the big money I'm going to rake in when I win this.
Powerball.
But I mean, he's doing okay for himself.
Yeah.
Not making the big money that the Powerball is going to bring me if
Saturday night
on a plane
and
ticket. Okay. But it, you know, $136 million—not bad for Parsons. Abdul Carter, by the way, second on the list, $45 million. Again, $136 million, Micah Parsons, $45 million and change for Abdul Carter. By the way, the change, $255,180.
I'd like to have
many
that
of
change.
Us would take the change.
I got big
in the
pockets.
Contract of Abdul Carter.
Yeesh.
Do you know who is third on the list? Did you see this list?
This is Penn Staters you're talking
Penn
about.
Penn Staters in the NFL. I dare say there are very few even diehard Penn State fans that would know this.
This is an active player?
Or would guess this. This is the largest contracts of current former Nittany Lions in the NFL.
Oh, boy. Well, I was going to say Pat Freiermuth, but this is the Steelers, so no, it can't be him.
I mean, I knew this guy was in the NFL, I knew he was doing all right. I honest to God, I had no idea. He is going to make just under what Abdul Carter is.
Really?
In the upcoming season.
Okay,
yes.
I don't know.
For the length of his contract, not in the upcoming season.
Right.
And again, this is total guaranteed money.
I don't know
the contracts.
How much?
So you have Saquon Barkley out there.
Yes.
Pretty good player.
Yes.
Chris Godwin has been a fantastic receiver for a number of years. Allen Robinson has been terrific. Navarro Bowman. You have Tyler Warren, who I think is going to take the league by storm for the Colts this season. Will Fries.
You're kidding. The lineman.
Number three.
He's third. Wow.
Will Fries has a guaranteed $44 million. Will was a seventh-round draft pick for the Minnesota Vikings. Offensive lineman, now, let's see, I think 27 years old, and locked up with the Minnesota Vikings through 2029, $44 million in guaranteed cash. I'm betting not many of you would have guessed Will Fry. I certainly would.
I
would have thought Saquon, maybe Godwin. Godwin, by the way, is fourth on the list. He's actually, I guess, technically tied with Fries. They both are $44 million. Barkley is at 36, and then Robinson at $30 million. Donovan Smith, Navarro Bowman, Tyler Warren, and Olufoshinu round out the top 10. Highest paid by guaranteed money contracts in the NFL. But Will Fries is sitting there at number three on that list behind only Parsons and Carter.
I would have picked a skill player. You know, I wouldn't have picked a lineman. We ignore linemen, which is stupid because they're important. So thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, that makes some solid sense.
It does. It just he is carving out quite the nice career for himself. So that is a check of the sports scene. Again, no Pirates tonight. Get to your TV. If you're like me, you're going to be flipping all over the place. I'm going to be trying to keep track of a bunch of different things, wanting to check out that Penn State women's soccer game against Virginia. Again, that gets underway at 6. We have Paul Skeens and Blake Snell as the Pirates try to sweep the L.A. Dodgers and go over the 500 mark under Don Kelly, which would be very, very cool. It would also, if Skeens gets the win, put him over the 500 mark for the season.
Finally.
Which, you know, seems only fair, what with him putting up as good of numbers as anybody in baseball this season. But we will have the Philadelphia Eagles and the Eagles season opener, the league's season opener, as the Eagles take on the Dallas Cowboys at a little place I like to call the Link.
The Link.
Check it out.
The Link.
If you can.
Folks, here's what you do. You turn the game on TV tonight. You turn the sound all the way down. You have a radio. You turn the radio on. By the way, 98.7 FM.
That's right.
And enjoy the game.
There you go.
That's it. All right, there. We made your plans for tonight. Very good. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. We've got guests. We're going to talk about affordable flying and problems with airlines. Yeah, a lot of us are holding up our hands. That's in the next hour. But coming up next, a really hopping place in the neighborhood, if you're not familiar.
Have you seen the price to get to Mars? To get on one of those flights, Geezy, well, I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
That would be.
They are pricing out the average American family.
Although,
I'm just telling you right
although
now.
If you go to Mars, Pennsylvania, it's not nearly as expensive.
This is true.
Keep that in mind.
This
All right, we're going to take a break. Oh, boy. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. No. We will come right back.
Now, to fly to Uranus.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand Multi-Force stand-ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports. I love Pittsburgh sports. We both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
Now a fraternity or sorority is a brotherhood or sisterhood formed around common goals and aspirations. These men and women make a commitment to each other for life. The members that form a fraternity or sorority share their efforts, friendship, and knowledge, but they should never, ever look the same. That's why there's PAMP, Printing and More Printing. All kinds of t-shirts for all of your group's events, with the artwork as wild as... artwork as visually stimulating as your mind's eye sees it.
For quality you can see and wear, remember PAMP for customized t-shirts, letterheads, envelopes, magnetic signs, and business cards. PAMP has a low minimum of 12 shirts for printing and no minimum on embroidered items. They don't charge art fees or setup fees. Pricing is simple and easy, and they have a quick turnaround. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Located at 136 South Harrison Road, Pleasant Gap. For more information, call 814-359-2447.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning as we head into another busy weekend here in the Valley of Happiness.
Oh, before we get to the busy weekend, we got a busy show, so well, here we go. We have a guest coming up next hour talking about affordable flying. Yes, please. That would be very nice. Now, ironically, just sort of down the road from State College Airport is Nittany Valley Sports Center, and manager Michael Lee joins us. Hi, Michael. Thanks for coming in today.
Hi. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Just down the road. It's just down the road from State College.
It literally is. About a mile away.
All right. There we go. Bunch of questions for you. First off, we always like to ask our guests a little background. So if you would, let's start. Tell us something about you, maybe like what's your background. And then for folks that they're really not familiar with Nittany Valley Sports Center, tell us about the facility. So you and the place.
Appreciate that opportunity. Yeah. So, well, I started out a Penn State grad more than a few years ago. Was a graduate of the architectural engineering program, spent about 30 years as an architectural engineer, and decided that I needed a change. And so in the mid-2010s, I guess, I was chasing my daughter as a gymnast around the countryside and saw a few facilities where she was at gymnastics meets and, looking around and she's competing and I'm looking over there and somebody's playing basketball in one area and they're playing soccer in another. And I started thinking to myself, well, why doesn't State College have a place like this? So I came back here and, was asking some questions, talking to some people and realized that idea had been brought up before and some people had taken it down the road a bit and then for whatever reason had decided not to do it. And I decided maybe that was where I wanted to start my second career. So hired a consultant, started doing some market studies, and then in 2019 took the plunge. We opened the facility in February of 2019, put an expansion on it in January of 21. And so currently we have a 120,000 square foot facility that contains a artificial turf field, about 60,000 square feet of hard court space that we can configure into six basketball courts, or if we're in full volleyball mode, it's nine volleyball courts, or it also acts as sort of a trade show floor, and that's we've had a lot of support from the Happy Valley Adventure Bureau, especially with our expansion. And so we run regular programming, what I would call regular programming year round for our region. And that includes anywhere from recreational to competitive play for children and adults. We have certainly a lot more children's programming. But we certainly have adult leagues and things like that. We run programs, training programs, leagues, and developmental programs for soccer, volleyball, basketball. We have a speed and agility training center under the banner of Parisi Speed School. And that's mainly for young, it's sort of non-athletic, or I shouldn't say non, it's non-specific speed and agility training for athletes, young athletes. So we do run year-round programming, and then we also run what I would just call weekend events, and we host either tournaments that we run in basketball, volleyball, and other sports, or outside groups that come in and run things such as the Comic-Con, the home show, outside groups running basketball tournaments, wrestling tournaments, and the like.
I'm guessing, obviously, a lot of planning goes into when this originally came together.
Yeah.
But what would you say has been the most unexpected thing? Either challenge, something that you weren't expecting, that, yeah. Boy, this has been more rewarding. Just because there has to be some things that have come up, both good and bad, that say, oh, man, as much as we've tried to think this through, didn't see that coming.
Yeah, that's a great question, because there have been things on both sides. And you know, I spent, as I said, almost 30 years in the engineering business, and I didn't deal with masses of people, and so it's been both good and bad, I think, and I hesitate to say bad, but challenging to run a facility. I'd never run a facility like this. To run a facility that relies on a huge number of people coming through your doors every year. This year we estimate we're going to have about 700,000 visitors through our doors.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's not. Now it won't be unique visitors, but 700,000 folks will come through our doors. So we're approaching Beaver Stadium in terms of numbers of folks we'll see on a yearly basis, which is exciting. And so that's been an exciting thing for us as we've grown. We literally dropped this building into a cornfield. That was a cornfield.
So we built this building.
And had nothing, and we've built it up. And that's been the exciting thing. But the challenging thing, it's the same thing, is that we've had to grow because I didn't have experience with it, and we've had to grow as a team to figure out how to manage that number of people in our building and still maintain a high level of customer service. And that's what we're sort of built on, is we want to serve those. We want those customers to feel like they've had the best experience in our place than they've had anywhere. And sometimes that's a challenge when you've got three or 4,000 people in a building of that size. So it's been both rewarding and challenging. I think that same thing is just the volume of people, because we need them. Sometimes it's hard to serve them when they're jammed in there as well.
Yeah. My girls are long grown, Michael, but if your facility had been around, I don't know, I'm going to say at least 15 years ago, I think I would have had an indoor soccer player probably, yeah. Bouncing around in your facility. Now, you also have non-sports stuff, and Happy Valley Comic Con is my favorite because they're good friends of ours,
yes.
And their event has just been growing and growing and growing. They're going to be doing it again.
They're going to be doing it again, yes.
Is that late?
It's either the last weekend in February, first weekend in March, and I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry, I sometimes forget. We have a series of events, and I sometimes forget exactly which weekend, but yes, right in that range.
So let's say somebody has an idea for an event, like a big event, like a Comic-Con or something.
Yes.
I mean, do you have availability? It sounds like you're pretty full.
Well, that's a great question. We have been fortunate to be filling our space, year over year. We've been open 6 years. Now, but no, we do have availability. We probably right now are running, it depends on the year, between 28 and 30, 32 maybe full weekends a year. But we have plenty of space. If people are listening right now, honestly, we have a couple of weekends in January, which is unusual right now, and then we always have a lot of space from June through the end of the year. We're really, as an indoor sports facility and as a place that thrives in the winter, that's our busiest time. And of course, in the summer, people are going every which way anyway, so there aren't quite as many events. But we've been slowly filling that up. But there are 52 weekends in a year, and we'll take 52 events if we could, that's for sure.
There you go. All right. Website, I assume?
Yes. www.thecenterpa, and center is spelled R-E, So thecenterpa.com.
That's it.
That's it.
Thecenterpa.com.
Yes.
So what's before we let you go, what's the next big thing, I guess, that's coming up?
Yeah, appreciate you asking. So a couple of things. We sort of run on a seasonal basis. Our fall seasons are opening up right now. People are back to school, so we've got some things starting up this. We've got some leagues and training programs starting up this week and into next week and the following week. Still availability in all of those. We've got basketball programs, soccer programs, volleyball programs, our speed and agility. That's all ramping up after school starting. And we also have an open house that we're excited to. It's the first time we've done this. We're on September 26th from 5:30 to 8. It's free. We'd love to have people come by. Just check us out, see the facility, meet our coaches, meet our program directors. Just find out a little bit more about what we're all about. And then we also have a big announcement coming in December. We've got a big new initiative coming up. We're just not quite ready to announce it exactly, but sort of a big change for us, a portion of our facility dedicated to some new things. So that'll be coming up soon.
Yeah. Great.
I'll look forward to hearing about that.
Yeah.
For sure.
All right. Thank you.
Michael, before we let you go, all right, the kids, okay, that's fine. Do you have any old people's leagues?
We do. Fall soccer leagues are starting next week, and we run a very healthy adult soccer league, and I will say to anybody that's out there, even if you've never played soccer and even if you're sort of afraid of getting out there and getting active again, we've got a really thriving co-ed fun adult league. Just show up and kick the ball around and have fun with your friends. It's a great time.
New opportunities to pull my hamstring.
Absolutely.
Oh,
no, that's fantastic.
Thanks for the positive note there.
Youngster. I know me.
Oh, man. Well, Michael, thanks for coming in, and good luck on everything. Once again, the website, thecenterpa.org.
.com.
Yep. I'm sorry. Thecenterpa.com.
That's correct.
Schedules, information.
Everything's there.
Whole nine yards is there.
Or give us a call, certainly.
And thank you for bringing it. Seriously, but we have a 10-year-old, and the facility is phenomenal.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you for having me in.
We appreciate you.
You're welcome. All right. All right, we're going to take a break. The Ironhead's going to massage his hamstring until our next guest comes in.
Lots of stretching.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Buddy, I've got like 6 years on you. You got nothing to talk about. Friends, we have lots to talk about. It's Let's Talk. We will come back with more right after this.
Sports Radio 98.7, the Fox Sports.
Scott Graham here from Westwood One. Don't miss any of our exclusive NFL action all season long until a new champion is crowned at Super Bowl 60. Of course, each week begins with Thursday Night Football. I'll get it started with a preview and a look ahead at the big weekend games. Then it's to the stadium for the play-by-play of all the action. Join us all season long on Thursday Night Football.
The road to Super Bowl 60 starts right here all season long. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate happy hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
WFXX, serving the universe.
Broadcasting live, loud and proud from Central PA Sports Authority. WFXS America.
The Fox 98.7 State College.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday.
Thursday.
Feels like a Wednesday. Throwing me off all week. Beautiful looking Thursday at the moment.
For the time.
Anyway. And again, we'll have a little open phone time coming up later in this morning's big show.
All right. Now, I know there's a lot of people. I'm going to tell you a true story, and we're going to introduce our guest. All right. I know there's a lot of people in this boat. All right. So a while back, I'm going to be taking a trip somewhere later this year, and it's too far to drive, so we're going to fly. All right. And of course, I get online, start checking the things. I'm like, holy mackerel, how much? That sort of thing. And there have been other stories in the news about airlines and safety and shoes and all this other stuff. Like, ah. So recently I came across an organization called Affordable Skies. It took me about 2 seconds to sign up. Like, I want to be part of that. And so I reached out to them. I'm thinking, God, I'd love to have them on the show. And our new friend Jennifer Rikoszewski replied and said, hey, let's talk. So, hey, that's the name of our show. What a coincidence. So, Jennifer, first off, good morning, and thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you so much, Scott. Thank you for having me on today, and I'm quite glad that you found us. This is exciting.
I'm trying to actually, Jennifer, I'm trying to remember where I saw the reference. I'm guessing social media someplace. I just as soon as you had me at the word affordable, okay? You had me, boom.
Sure enough.
It's a well-named organization. So, Jennifer, I got a lot of questions for you, but let's start from scratch if we could, all right? Tell us something about yourself, you know, like what is your background in airlines and so on. And then tell us about your group called Affordable Skies, what you are, what you're trying to do, and so on. So tell us about you, and then tell us about the group.
Yes, so a little bit about me. So I have a background in political campaign management, and I'm helping business startups. And a few years back, I started working on a special project with an aviation industry leader. And after that project ended, this opportunity came for me to start Affordable Skies. But throughout that time, working with that leader, I really got to learn about commercial aviation and just aviation consumers as a whole. And one thing I noticed that was a missing link in the aviation industry was consumer representation. And when I saw that, I thought, wow, how are consumers not represented here, especially when it comes to affordable pricing? So last December, we launched the organization, as you know, Affordable Skies, and our mission is quite transparent. What we do is we advocate for safe and affordable air travel for all Americans. Our focus areas are on research, education, and advocacy, and everything we do ties back to those three pillars. In addition, we champion policies that, one, promote competition, lower costs, and three, protect consumers' rights to safe and affordable air travel. So you can look at it this way. We're creating a community of consumers who want to keep airfare affordable. These folks care about the health of our travel ecosystem, and we want to continue to see these opportunities for them to go places at affordable rates.
All right, now your website, it's all one word, affordableskies.org. And there's a lot of good information on there. Now, Jennifer, you mentioned you speak for the consumer, if you will. There's a page on your website. I can't remember exactly which one it is. But I clicked on it, and I saw
Oh my gosh! I think it was some there. You folks sent a letter recently to some, I guess, politicians or something, and there's all of these other organizations, essentially, along with your group, trying to, you know, tell Congress, hey, something needs to change or something needs to happen here. I don't know, the Southwest Pilots Association or something.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea there were that many. Who are all these other groups? I mean, there's a ton of groups out there.
Oh, yeah, there are. And so what this is about supporting the modernization of our nation's air traffic control system. With our mission statement being we advocate for safe and affordable air travel, this is a safety component, right? And unfortunately, it took a tragedy to wake up and push for this sort of change, and that was, unfortunately, the DCA midair collision back in January. After that, you know, politicians stood up and said, we need to do something about this antiquated air traffic control system. And so that's what this is about. It's about modernizing the ATC.
Jennifer, I guess I'm confused, I guess. We're the United States of America. We're the richest country on earth. We have airplane mm-hmm. flights seemingly going everywhere. How on earth do we, because I've seen the stories too, how on earth do we have an antiquated air traffic control system, in some cases apparently using equipment from, I don't know, the 1970s or something
that? Yeah.
Give the background on this. What's going on?
They still are using floppy disk, right? So this is a problem. I mean, they've been trying to change this system for decades. For decades, they've been trying to change this, but have they achieved that? No, not yet. And now they're working towards achieving a system that is sustainable and up to date and doesn't use floppy disks and that can support our community and our environment. So just think of it this way. Public trust is on the line all the time. You have folks sitting in a metal tube at 30,000 feet, and now people are scared. They're scared that they're unsure that it's safe. We've gotten this far. We've taken it this far, right? Something should have been done a long time ago. But the good news is something is being done. The changes are being made. The DOT Secretary Duffy is making changes. Brian Bedford, the FAA Administrator, is making these changes. So I feel very confident it will be more safe and that consumers won't be so concerned about their safety moving forward.
I mean, seriously, Jennifer, there are systems out there, big official systems, still using floppy disks? Really?
Yes. It's very unfortunate. It was shocking for me to learn this. You would think us being, as you mentioned, the United States of America, that things would be much different and more high-tech and up-to-date. And no, that's not the case when it comes to the air traffic control systems.
Unbelievable.
So it's going to take several years for the changes to be made. I was reading an article yesterday, and they officially launched a search for an integrator to fix the air traffic control system. So revealing in, I believe, procurement documents last week that the contract winner will have three, I think it was 3.5 years to fix the antiquated systems powering our aviation management. So we'll see where we're at in 3 years.
Now, Jennifer, are these problems literally everywhere? Like, for instance, where we are, all right, State College Airport, nice, small, mm-hmm. very small airport, okay? I've been to O'Hare, I've been to Hartsfield, I've been to Dulles, I've been to BWI, Philadelphia. In other words, big airports. These problems are everywhere or just maybe certain places?
I mean, they're everywhere. They're part of the air traffic control system, so it would be all around the United States. But I would say the focus areas are at the larger airports.
Okay. Now, let's get a little background again. Who's in charge here? All right, you mentioned a minute ago the Secretary of, I guess, Transportation and the FAA,
correct.
Which I've heard of the FAA, but I really don't know what they do. Who are the people ultimately in charge here? This is all government stuff? There's no private stuff? Who's really in charge here?
Those folks, the DOT, Department of Transportation, and the FAA. So it would be those that leadership and also Congress, politicians in Congress, are in charge. to ensure that, you know, this moves forward. What you mentioned about that letter that you saw on our website, that is a coalition called Modern Skies. And it's a group of a whole bunch of organizations that are supporting this modernization. So it takes a lot of political power to push something forward, correct? So that's what we're trying to do is we're ensuring that, you know, this does, the ATC does get modernized in a reasonable amount of time, and it does take a while, right? So they're looking at 3.5 years for changes to be made, and we're hopeful that those changes will get made, but we're watching it like a hawk. You stay on top of this, the changes get made. So our organization is focused on this safety component, and we are not going to stop focusing on it until safety is number one.
Now, not to scare people, all right, folks, but I'm sure somebody listening to us chatting this morning might be getting on an airplane literally today to go somewhere. Jennifer, should they somehow be concerned? I mean, we don't have airplane crashes like every day, every week, every month, thank goodness. I mean, should they somehow be concerned, like, boy, I don't know if I should do this. I mean, is it that bad? I mean, how, you know, if you're talking to a regular traveler right now, what would you tell them?
So air travel is one of the safest modes of transportation out there. It's safer than driving in a car, hopping on a train, so it's very safe. So I wouldn't be concerned about that, but just know we are working towards a system that will be much better with less concern moving forward.
All right. Now, I took a trip to Europe a couple of years ago. Are they having these same issues in other places, or is this a uniquely American thing?
This is uniquely American.
So the other countries are doing great.
Yeah, I mean, politicians in the past have actually gone to Australia and parts of Europe and have overseen there how they run their air traffic control systems, and they know how they run them, and their systems are running really great. But we are at a point where our system is not, and we need to make these changes. And again, like going back, Scott, changes should have been made a long time ago. But we're now at a point where changes are going to finally get made.
Okay, obvious question, Jennifer. Why didn't this get handled a long time ago?
Probably a financial reasons, Congress. You know, just there was no scare. There was no mid-air collision like what happened last January. That took a tragedy to wake people up and say, "Hey, we need to push for change." That's really what it took.
How much,
to create change here.
Jennifer, mm-hmm. How much of this is political? All right, we talk some politics, obviously, on mm-hmm. the show. Left side, right side, all this stuff. How much of this comes down to politics and people just not getting stuff done?
All of it.
All
100%.
Of it. Okay, folks, there's your good news for the day. Don't be surprised, all right? Now, I mentioned when we started our chat here, again, I went online, this is a while back, to find some airfares, and I'm just like, holy mackerel, this is getting really expensive to not take some ridiculous flight, just a flight. First off, am I right, Jennifer? Just airfares just keep going up and up and up? And if that's the case, are there reasons why? Is there one reason, a dozen reasons? What's going on here?
Well, it's a volatile market, right? And we know that travelers are price sensitive. And first of all, let's go back to this. The leisure travel is often the first expense that families cut when budgets tighten. So it is. It's a volatile market now, as we see today. But there are challenges that present sort of increase in costs. And I'll sort of highlight some of those. So aircraft delivery delays and engine inspections, those limit capacity, which drive up fares. Pilot shortages and rising labor costs. That puts additional pressure on ticket prices. Tariffs on aircraft and parts, those add further costs. But then you go to the government policy side, that plays a role as well. And we're very much watching that. So, for example, taxes and fees, those disproportionately impact low-cost tickets. There's environmental mandates. They're important but expensive, and those trickle down to costs that consumers pay. And then there are slot restrictions at major airports limiting competition and key prices high. So when you go to our website, affordableskies.org, you'll see a policy page. And on that page, you'll see a piece of legislation that we are championing. One's called the Airport Gate Competition Act. And what's great about this legislation is it prevents airlines from blocking competitors through long-term gate leases, because more competition means lower fares. So competition is good. We are promoting competition. We want competition. We don't want to see airlines exit the market, because once that starts to happen, air prices go up, ticket prices go up. So it's quite interesting. So, I mean, there's ways to look at for affordable air travel, like on Google Flights. If you're looking for affordable options, that's a fantastic tool. It not only shows you the cheapest days to fly, but it also lets you track when prices change so that you can snag the best deal.
And that would be from anywhere or just certain airports, Jennifer?
That's from anywhere. You can look anywhere.
So even small airports would show up on that?
Yes, if they have commercial air travel service.
Okay. Now, again, State College is where we live. State College Airport, nice airport, small, nice. At one point, they had four airlines flying out of there. Now they have two. Mm-hmm. One of those that left was Delta, which is a big airline, all right? And you kind of touched on it a minute ago. One of the, I guess the main reason we were told why Delta got up and left is they didn't have enough pilots. I think mm-hmm. you mentioned that a minute ago. Is that still, that's still yeah. an issue?
Yeah, that's pilot shortages, yeah, and rising labor costs. Those really put pressure on ticket prices, and it's one of the factors that go into this sort of equation that plays into the cost of air travel.
Now, we've been waiting for Delta to come back, and as you can tell by my tone of voice, we're still waiting. I mean, is this going to be a problem that's just not never going to end? They're never going to have enough pilots? Is somebody doing something to try to get more pilots in cockpits to fly more planes? What's going on there?
Well, yeah, I mean, you have the pilots union, so we would have to check and look into what's happening there. There are other factors that weigh in on this. Maybe there's just less of a demand in that area. There could be other varying reasons why. But, yeah, there's a pilot shortage issue currently going on.
Here's a silly question. What do you have to do to become a pilot? I mean, in other words, where do you go? How many hours? How does somebody become a pilot?
Well, you would have to go to pilot training school and go through their training courses. And I believe like certain airlines have a certain a restriction on how many hours. I would have to look into that for you. And then you have to get your training through the airlines, and then you could be a pilot. But it's not cheap to become a pilot.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you got to pay big money just to get licensed or something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a process.
Wonderful. I mean, do you know off the top of your head, Jennifer, like the average age of a pilot? Are these older people? Are there younger people? I mean, look. You know, in the old days, you could actually look in the cockpit and, hi, Mr. Pilot, how are you? Or, hi, Miss Pilot.
Yeah.
Now, of course, they close the door and you don't see anything. I'm just, pilots, who are these people essentially in general? Young, old, what are they?
No, I mean, they're a mix. They're a mix of varying ages. The average age overall is, I believe, 43. The male pilots or flight engineers, their average age is 44. I believe the female pilots' average age is 38. So between 38 and 43.
Okay. All right, we'll take a break in a moment. Now, I'm just curious, Jennifer. Now, this is, oh, boy, this was 25 years ago. So not anytime soon. 25 years ago, I was supposed to take a flight from State College to Pittsburgh and then someplace else, okay? And we didn't take the flight because the flight attendant didn't show up, all right? Mm-hmm. This was a small plane, one flight attendant. The flight attendant didn't show for some reason. The flight got canceled. All right, pilot shortage. Is there a flight attendant shortage by chance, too? What about that?
I mean, that can happen, yeah, especially if it's a smaller aircraft. You have one or two flight attendants. Unfortunately, if one gets sick and they can't fill in that spot, that could happen.
But right now, is there a flight attendant shortage, like pilots?
I haven't heard much about that, no, so I haven't, okay.
All right. All right.
There are enough flight attendants out there.
All right, good. I just remember this 25 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, we're canceling the flight. The flight attendant's not here. And I'm like, I don't need a soda.
Oh,
can I just get on the plane and go? No, I had to take a later flight that had a flight attendant. Oh, for goodness sakes. We're going to take a break. Again, our guest is Jennifer Rikoszewski from Affordable Skies. And again, folks, you don't have to, but I signed up, which means I gave my email address. And so I get messages now. AffordableSkies.org. If you want to find out information about, hey, can I get a decent fare? Check this out. All right. We're going to take a break. We have some more questions for Jennifer coming up, especially like safety issues and airline security and stuff like that. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Goon and Ironhead.
Ironhead and the Goon.
Exclusively on Sports Radio 98.7
The Fox.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Join us all season long for primetime action on the road to the playoffs and Super Bowl 60. Each week, Hall of Fame quarterback Kurt Warner and I will have the call of great matchups, along with Mike Golick, senior and junior, in the studio. Don't miss out on the great NFL tradition that is Monday Night Football.
Catch all the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Looking for something different? But you want something that's quick and affordable that won't set you back in the pocketbook? Then you need to head down to Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub right next to the Center County Courthouse on North Allegheny Street in downtown Belfast. They feature only the best pizza in town and also the finest selections from Robin Hood Brewing Company, University Wines, and Big Spring Liquors. Come celebrate Happy Hour in Happy Valley every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 to 6 at Brothers Pizza and Courthouse Pub in downtown Belfast.
Eating healthy is important for us and for our animals. The Center Hall Farm Store knows this. Local, fresh ingredients are put in all of our feeds. Expert care from people ingrained in our community. If you haven't been to the Center Hall Farm Store yet, do yourself and your animals a favor and stop on in at 110 Allison Street in Center Hall. See what a difference the local touch can make in providing real quality. And be sure to check out our website at centerhallfarmstore.com.
Recent changes to analog phone lines have increased faxing costs dramatically. With Cloud Fax Solutions from Doing Better Business, you can now have a reliable, scalable method, which is great for compliance. XM Fax integrates seamlessly with our Ricoh and all multifunctional devices and provides a secure, shared experience with automatic workflow routing. Take your faxing to the cloud with Doing Better Business. Our solutions and service teams are ranked in the top 10% of the country for customer satisfaction. Visit us today at doingbetterbusiness.com.
This is Jim Galante from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, join me, Dustin Hawkinsmith, T. Frank Carr, Andy Shea, and Jeff Byers every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox and State College. We'll bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more on the Nittany Lions. That's Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 3 p.m. right here on Fox Sports 98.7 for the Keystone Kickoff Show.
It's Let's Talk here on a Thursday morning. Jeff and Scott with you. We'll have some open phone time coming up in the final segment of today's big show.
All right. Talking U.S. aviation, the good, and apparently a lot of bad. Talking to Jennifer Rikoszewski from Affordable Skies. Again, great website, a lot of info there. AffordableSkies.org. And if you want to, you can sign up for their email list. Or you're not paying anything, just give your email address and get some good information there. All right, now, Jennifer, my buddy Jeff here is actually more of a frequent flyer, I think, than I am. All right, Mr. Wrestling. Now, you don't book your own stuff, or does Penn State do that, or do you do that?
I do not do that.
You don't do that.
I mean, I do not for the wrestling, no.
Okay, all right. Well, you come on. I know you've got a question or two.
Couple of things. I think it's almost impossible if you fly with any frequency to not notice some of the accommodations that have been cut down on when it comes to food, or now even with the baggage and you might get a snack now, but you used to get some more stuff provided, and we didn't have the baggage fees and all of that. I'm just wondering, generally speaking, because I'll just speak for myself, I would rather that stuff just get rolled into, give me the ticket price and roll that stuff into it. And I get not every, I mean, I understand the, hey, not everybody's using that. Oh, okay. But take the percentage that are, or whatever, and just, I would rather not have that stuff broken down bit by bit. I generally, consumers, we're just used to it now. It's not a big deal. Or do you hear complaints about the, all right, the baggage fees and the, on flight food and beverage?
Oh yeah, we hear complaints often, and but ultimately the consumers have the freedom to choose how they would like to fly. For example, the low fare airline sector. You do pay for baggage, you do pay for a beverage on the aircraft, but some of these consumers they go on, they buy their ticket for $38, and that's all they wanted. They wanted to get where they're going just with that ticket price.
Yep.
They really didn't want anything else. So it's really the freedom, again, the freedom to choose how you would like to fly. But I understand your point of just, hey, just make it one package deal. What is this going to cost me? I don't want to get to the airport and have to pay baggage fees and then get on the aircraft and have to purchase, whatever it is that they're offering. So I understand your statement there, but yes, consumers are sort of mixed about that.
Okay.
Some really love the freedom to choose if they want to purchase a bag, and others do not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't want to get out my credit card if I'm on a flight. Hey, can I have a sandwich? Here's my credit card. I hate that. I just like, come on. And I get you see the look in the flight attendant's face like, yeah, she doesn't look too thrilled either for having to do all that. Like, could we just fly the plane? All right, let's talk about safety here a little bit. On the whole, Jennifer, right, TSA, those are the folks that you go through the metal detector or that scanner gadget or whatever, and they look at your bag and all the. How is TSA right now? That's a government organization. I mean, are they doing okay? Are they shorthanded? I mean, how are they doing right now?
They're doing great. And you know what's exciting is as of July, just this last July, passengers no longer have to remove their shoes at TSA checkpoints. And that's that. Yeah, that's thanks to upgraded security imaging like CT scanners. So that this milestone is has come a long way since the post 9/11 protocols.
Jennifer, to your knowledge, okay, I can't remember the dude's name, the shoe bomber guy from 20 something years ago or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then we
mm-hmm.
had the mandate, you got to take off your shoes. Oh,
shoes,
God, I hated that. Ugh, I'm not going to miss that 1 ounce. Was there ever one instance in 20-something years where somebody tried to do something with their shoes? Was there one after this guy?
Not that I've seen. Not that I have come across.
I mean, I'm just wondering if we took our shoes off for 20 years for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have got to be thinking that.
Yeah, it became sort of that new norm. Like, it was just expected. Of course, frustrating, but expected.
All right.
But, hey, again, good news. You don't have to do that anymore.
It took
20 years, right? Over 20 years for that to happen, for the change to be made.
Nobody's invented a shoe scanner or something like that. Like, I can keep my shoes on and walk through and it tells something? There's no such gadget?
Yeah, no, they didn't go that route. They didn't go that route. They wanted to go bigger and make those big CT scanners that you had to stand in. So different approach.
All right, so the good news is I get to keep my shoes on, all right? For folks maybe that haven't been to an airport or flying in a while, when they go through the security line, is it the same as it's been for a long time, or are there some other changes maybe going on there?
Yeah, you know what? TSA has been working to streamline checkpoints. For example, they have the touchless ID, which is that sort of traveler verification service, and I believe that's at over 14 or 15 airports. Now do that. They use that facial recognition instead of showing a physical ID or boarding pass. So, and then there's that Yeah, so that's what they're doing also, just to sort of streamline the process to move the travelers through more efficiently.
Okay, let me I read this. I guess it's a change or something, but you go to security and you have to show them your ID, my driver's license, and I have to show them my boarding pass, either a piece of paper or now I usually have it on my phone. Is that the same? I thought I read something somewhere that's been kind of streamlined a little bit.
Yeah, that's being streamlined to that touchless ID, the pre-check traveler verification service that's at over 14 airports. So you can use facial recognition instead of showing a physical ID or boarding pass.
Okay. Now, that's pretty much just walking in. You still have to put your bag through the scanner thingamajig or whatever, and you still have to walk through a metal detector and put your hands up for 3 seconds or whatever the heck it is.
That's
the same, right?
Yeah, that's the only real major win here has been you don't have to remove your shoes, but all those other things you have to do.
Okay. Now, this has never happened to me where periodically somebody in line just gets pulled aside by the TSA people, and then they, I don't know, have a chat with them, or let's go over here to this private spot. We're going to pat you down and so on.
Yeah.
Is that a random thing that they have to do, or do they have some tick off like, hey, that guy, that Jeff guy looks awfully suspicious. We better pull him over. How does that work exactly?
I think it's more so random, but if someone does look suspicious, perhaps maybe security guard there or someone else that saw, or believe that that person seems suspicious, they may pull them aside to check them. But I believe it's more so random at these airports.
Because I guess I've always wondered if those TSA folks are looking us over when we're standing in the line. And they see my friend the Ironhead here, and it's like, okay, the guy's been shaved in several days.
Shifty eyes.
He's got shifty eyes. We need to pull him aside.
You're over here, sir.
You're saying it doesn't work that way, right?
No, I don't. I don't think it works that way. Yeah. Yeah. So, they will get you in the most random times. I remember years ago with my older sister and her first baby. Of course, her baby would cry all the time. And, then, of course, she gets put through additional, checkpoints. So I had to hold her daughter and just the whole time screaming. I'm like, why out of everyone? They choose my sister. Like, come on. Then it just, it was just an inconvenient time. But it's very random.
Do you know, one of the things that I always, I just find curious, and I'm guessing it just has to do with the equipment that various airports have, but at some places, anything electronic, you must take out and you must put in a separate, you can't put your phone and your laptop in there, that's ridiculous. And then I go to other airports, they're like, what are you doing? You don't need to take that stuff out. I'm like,
I know.
Well, that the last airport I just checked through, we had to take everything out. No, just leave it in and let us scan. Okay. Is it just the caliber of equipment that the different places have? Do you know?
I believe it could be either the caliber of equipment or it could be just sort of their process at that airport. That's their standard at that airport.
It is just fascinating what at some places.
It's happened to me too. I believe the same thing has happened. Exact example has happened to me. So
yeah, and
I understand.
The other thing that is, and this is just a curiosity, but I do the radio broadcasting for wrestling. So for years, we on the commercial flights, the radio equipment would go through. And again, it was just always interesting to me. Some people would be like, it comes through. It's like, all right, pick that up on the other side. Other people would be like, hey, what is this? it's radio equipment, and they'd rifle through. And, everybody was okay with it. But, again, at some places, it's just like, yep, go on, get out of here. We know what it is, or we don't care what it is. Or at other places, like, all right, well, wait, what's this specific thing? It's like, well, that's the connector to the microphone, and that's the – it was just always interesting to me. Again, different places just had different levels of concern with the equipment and the tape recorders and all of the different things that were in there. And it's kind of the same thing even now. It's like just different places will pick up on different things. It's like, hey, That needs to be separated, mm-hmm. and others are like, yeah, just throw it all in the one bucket. Some places want, like, your coat needs to be in one, your shoes need to be in another. I'm like, all right, so I need, like, six different bins. And then other places like, no, just get your bag through. I'm like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, I was at an airport once, and a lady in front of me had to put her jacket, of course, in, you know, through the scanner. And she's like, why do I have to put this jacket through the scanner? I was at the LAX airport last week, and they didn't have me put the same jacket through the scanner. And I remember the agent said, well, we do things differently here.
Yeah.
Put your jacket through the scanner. So, yep.
So you didn't just joke with them, like, yeah, this is electronic gear. I put this together. It makes a bomb.
Is that what?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't do that?
No, oddly enough, I did not.
You didn't joke with them?
No, yeah. For some reason that never occurred.
That would have went over like a lead weight. Uh-huh. All right. Now, Jennifer, there's tons of surveys and polls and whatever. Let me ask you, what are the best American airports? And you can define what best means. What are the best air? Because I keep hearing a lot of complaints about American airports. I can say I've been to some European airports. They're like, wow, this is really nice. Okay, this is great. What are the best American airports out there, in your opinion?
Well, I have a survey that I can show or just tell you about that we did with consumers, and we asked them what their best or favorite airport was when they're traveling, and one was Rhode Island, the TF Green International Airport. Another one was the Portland International Airport. That seemed like to be a fan favorite.
Portland.
And another one, Portland, yeah.
Portland is in Oregon, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right, Portland, Oregon. All right, go ahead.
And then another one was, I believe it was, I don't have the research in front of me. I believe it was Indianapolis International Airport as well.
All right, I've never been to that one. All
right. Yeah. And then others mentioned were Detroit Metropolitan. What is that, Wayne County?
My
favorite.
Airport? Detroit. I love Detroit.
Yeah.
I'll bet Philadelphia does not show up highly on a lot of those lists. Just a guess.
Jennifer, you know anything about Philadelphia?
I don't. You know, tell me.
Unless you're looking to get rid of your luggage. If you're trying to, I don't want this luggage anymore. Boy, that might be the place you need to head. Just saying.
Well, now if I want to get rid of luggage, I know where to go.
Yes.
So, noted.
Yes, you do. Don't. Yeah, they struggle a bit.
Yeah, they have some baggage issues, yes. Now, I guess before we let you go, Jennifer, again, I started the show by, okay, I'm searching for airfares. The prices are like, mm-hmm. oh, for goodness sakes. Now, your group, as I'm looking at your website, all right, you don't, like, pick favorite airlines and so on and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
How can somebody find affordable airfares anymore? Because it doesn't seem like, I'll call them the major airlines, all right, American, United, Delta, you know, so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they don't run promotions anymore, right? Like zero.
Right.
Meanwhile, some of these other ones, like, I don't know, Allegiant or a Breeze and some others, they seem to occasionally, I guess, run promotions and so on.
Yeah.
How do people find an affordable airfare? What do they do?
Well, I mean, just look for affordable airfare. You mentioned Allegiant, Breeze. There's Avelo Airlines. There's Frontier Airlines. And just go and just subscribe to their newsletter, and you'll receive, or just subscribe to their mailing list, rather, and you'll receive updates every day on promotions. I know I received an email earlier today for a promotion through Avelo. I think it was $34. For a one-way ticket somewhere. But also utilize Google Flights. You know, as I mentioned, that is a fantastic tool, and it really does track prices. And there's a tab on there that you can click for the cheapest rates. So that's that. I use Google Flights often, and I recommend that to consumers. You'll find really great deals there. But also fly on low fare airlines. I mean, they are the ones offering the low fares. They are the ones keeping the economy affordable.
Do you know, because different people will tell me different things, and is there even a general guideline as to the timeout from your flight that is best to book to get those low fares? Like, it doesn't do you any good if it's like, all right, I'm looking for the low fare. Boy, that's low. And then a week later it starts going up and it keeps going up. It's like, oh, I missed it. Like, I know this isn't going to be an exact science, but generally speaking, like, is like 6 months out, 3 months out, is there a general sweet spot area where it's like, all right, your best deal for the for a flight, you know, on X date is going to be, again, 2 months before, 8 months before.
Yeah.
Is there any general consensus on that?
Yeah, there's not really a general rule, but if you do book months out, you will see the cheaper rates, and you can secure those rates at that time.
Okay.
So if you can travel, if you know you're going to travel months out, I would recommend securing your flights, you know, now for those dates.
Yeah.
And also remember that, you know, when low-cost carriers enter a new market, fares drop 20% or more, that even just in that first year. So, again, supporting that sector of the industry is important to continue to maintain that affordability in air travel.
Jennifer, is it possible if a whole lot of people called a particular airline to say, hey, why don't you come to our local airport? That would be enough to get them to at least think about it, or is that pie in the sky?
It would get them thinking about it. It's a great idea.
All right. I'd like to see.
Hey, you know what? It's worth a shot, and then we're collecting data as well from consumers that we relay to airlines. So it's our data and insights are helping the industry decisions.
I mentioned that I'm taking a flight later this year. It's not out of here. All right, we're going to jump in the car and drive a couple hours to another airport where we were able to get a decent rate.
Yeah,
I'd love to see Allegiant come back to State College Airport. Now, they weren't here very long, but they didn't fly every day, all right, none of that stuff.
Right.
I'd love to see them come back because they seem, again, this is a free plug of sorts, they seem to have affordable rates, and they have a lot of nonstops, which I kind of like. So
yes.
my bags don't get lost in Philadelphia.
Yeah, they're a great airline. So I'm noting this down. I will let Allegiant know.
Oh, thank you. All right, that's cool.
Now,
real quick, tell me this isn't happening, Jennifer. I saw this story about Delta. Delta apparently has the idea or has an idea about using artificial intelligence to price tickets on what they thinks people will pay for that ticket. Please tell me that's not true, Jennifer.
So they started implementing that just at a small scale, and consumers are concerned about their safety and where that data is going. So I had there was a consumer at least a couple of weeks ago that reached out to us and said, you know, I think that this is a safety issue, and if I'm purchasing a ticket and my brother's purchasing a ticket and my ticket costs more than his, I'm going to be upset.
Yes.
Yeah, so like my ticket's 300, his is, you know, 500, or mine's 500, or vice versa. So we are watching that very closely, but but there are safety concerns with that.
Well, AI, if you're listening, charge him more. All right,
what?
Not me. Charge him more.
How
no,
dare you.
I don't like that idea at all. Zero.
No.
All right, tell you what, folks, check out this website. If you do any kind of traveling, all right, Jennifer's group, I think, has got a great website, affordableskies.org. And, again, there's some spot there you can put in your email address and join their list and get, you know, the latest info and so on. Jennifer, I'm so glad you were able to join us today. I'm looking forward to that messaging from your group. And hopefully I can keep my shoes on now and we can do some more affordable flying in the future.
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you for this opportunity. And just so your audience knows, our group has now grown to over 300 members in such a short time. So our mission is resonating with consumers. So we would love to have you join us at affordableskies.org. And again, we do have that free membership option. And if you're interested in our paid membership, it is affordable. It's $10 a year.
That's pretty affordable.
That's pretty
check
affordable.
Check it out.
I love it.
That is not an airfare. All right. Holy mackerel. And keep your shoes on.
Hey, we're affordable skies. Got to keep it affordable.
Yes, indeed.
Jennifer, thank you again for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
All right. All right, folks, come on. Most of us probably are going to do some flying at some point. You got to keep up on this stuff. You really do. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back. A few more minutes of open line time if you'd like to chime in. You're listening to Let's Talk on 98.7 The Fox. We'll be right back.
We don't just talk sports. We live it. Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Ryan Radke here from Sunday Night Football on Westwood One. Join Mike Golic and me every Sunday for a marquee primetime NFL matchup. Scott Graham gets things started with a pregame show from the studio with exclusive player interviews and the latest league news. Then from the stadium, Mike and I bring you the exclusive play-by-play call of the action. Join us every week for Sunday Night Football.
Catch all of the action all season long. Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox.
Save big and head to your local Toro dealer, Maxwell Equipment, for the sales event going on now. Stop in today and get up to $1,500 off select Z-Master mowers and Grandstand, Multi-Force, Stand-Ons, plus $500 off select attachments. Visit Maxwell Equipment on Shiloh Road for more details on promotions and financing offers. Toro, count on it.
Join us for the Goon and Ironhead Show, Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox. Goon loves Philadelphia sports, I love Pittsburgh sports, we both love Penn State sports, and we both just like talking sports, and you never know where the discussion will take us. That's part of the fun. Join us for the good times, Tuesday and Thursday afternoon from 2 to 4, right here on Sports Radio 98.7 The Fox.
Hey, honey. What you doing?
Getting the camping gear ready to go. Got the tent, air mattress, sleeping bags.
Hey, babe. I was thinking.
Oh, boy.
Don't you want me to be a happy camper?
Sure. Happy wife, happy life.
It's time to look at campers. I mean, let's just check them out. Let's go to Bill's Happy Campers in Mill Hall. Bill's Happy Campers has a great selection of new and used campers. I mean, they have great names like Catalina, the Legacy Edition, Trailblazer, Summit, Cedar Creek, Riverstone.
Sounds like you've already checked out Bill's Happy Campers.
I have. Look at their website, billshappycampers.com.
Wow, they're really nice. You put the camping stuff away.
Gladly.
Bill's Happy Campers, 15 North Water Street in Mill Hall. Open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, 8 till 6, Wednesday and Friday, 8 to 5. Bill's Happy Campers. You'll leave a happy camper because customer service is their top priority.
See, we're combining our last guest with the start of a brand new National Football League season. We'll have these Philadelphia Eagles tonight, taking on the despicable Dallas Cowboys. I'll be rooting for the Eagles' victory tonight. The E-G-L-S-E-S, Edsels. Let's get it done tonight. Philadelphia, let's beat those Dallas Cowboys.
They can't spell, at least the mayor can't, but hey.
Well, you know.
Now, it's interesting, all right? Now, first off, again, we have the game tonight.
Yeah, we do.
Okay, we have the game tonight between the Eagles and Cowboys. So, listen, and then we're going to have a whole lot of games, all right? Do we have there now? First off, there is a game tomorrow night, right? It's the Chiefs and Chargers.
It's Kansas City.
They're playing. This is this Brazil game.
Oh, Brazil.
Here we go. It's in Sao Paulo, Brazil, tomorrow. In fact, I don't even have a time. Tomorrow evening sometime. And didn't the Eagles play in that game last year?
It'll be 8 o'clock Eastern time.
Weren't the Eagles in that game last year?
Yes.
Yeah, they were.
Against the Green Bay Packers.
And we complained about it like, oh, for goodness sakes, what the heck are they doing in Brazil? I've got, you know, the NFL is trying to branch out big time. In fact, I've got one particular story here. First off, it says the National Football League is the world's most lucrative professional sports league. I'm actually surprised by that a little bit, only because I'm a big soccer fan, and I know the what's called the English Premier League is huge, and it's worldwide. I mean, the worldwide following for the English Premier League. But the NFL, at least, you know, money-wise, the NFL is even bigger than that, which I did not know that. And they're trying to branch out, all right? So they have this game tomorrow night in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Steelers are playing the Vikings in Dublin, Ireland at the, I don't have a schedule here, the end of September. Is that the 28th? I think it is, Sunday the 28th. So the Steelers are in one of these international games. They're going to have games in London again. That's happened before. They're going to have a game in Berlin, Germany. All right, they're trying to really get into Germany. They have a game in Madrid, Spain. Now, I think that's a first. If you're a Real Madrid fan, are you going to come out to an NFL football game? They have plans for games in the future in Australia. Now, go grab a map. That is literally on the other side of the planet. All right, but they want to play NFL football in Australia. Remember when ESPN, for those old enough to remember, when ESPN first came out, oh my Lord, 40-whatever years ago that was, they played a lot of Australian rules football. All right, you ever see an Australian rules football game?
Oh, yeah.
All right, that used to be on all the time for the brand new ESPN back in the day. And so... In Australia, they have football and soccer, all right? I think Australia, the U.S., and maybe Canada are the only countries that use the term soccer. Everybody else uses the term football for that round ball.
The NFL is even going – this is radical. So, yes, they're going all over the place. Do you know they're even going to try to bring NFL football to East Rutherford, New Jersey this year? In fact, that they're going to see if they can get some NFL talent to just have a home base. It's been they actually tried this experiment many years ago and it worked, but for over a decade now they just have. It's like they just forgot that they were trying to establish something in East Rutherford. And so they're actually going to put a couple of franchises there this year and see if they can bring some NFL talent to East Rutherford, New Jersey. That's how crazy the NFL is getting. They're really looking to expand
some actual
their
good talent? Is that
They're going to try it. It's an experiment. They're going to see if they can bring some NFL talent into East Rutherford, New Jersey and see how that plays out over the course of the year.
Okay. In fact, I think aren't the Steelers going?
Steelers are, in fact. Their opening game. They go from East Rutherford at the beginning of the month all the way to Dublin, Ireland at the end of the month. They're part of the grand NFL experiment.
Frequent
here,
flyer miles.
Trying new places all across the globe.
Okay, very nice.
Uh-huh.
So I've got now this is 3-year-old information, but it says NFL broadcast revenues. Folks, that's where the big money is. It's in television. All right? That's where the big what?
Like, you need to tell us the big money's in broadcasting, pal.
Yeah.
You got that right.
Yeah, the video variety.
Huh?
3 years ago, only 2% of NFL broadcast revenues were from outside the U.S. Now, that is screaming, hey, new market, new market, new market. And so the NFL is trying to branch out, and they're slowly trying to go global. How long until we have an NFL franchise outside the country? And where would you put it? Now, I know the Canadian Football League, all right? There are no NFL teams in Canada. I don't know. If you had to pick a place, where would you put an NFL team outside the USA? Mr. Ironhead, where would you go? Mexico City?
Well, they already have. They've put a bunch in this place called California, just outside of the United States.
Oh.
But you're saying even beyond that.
Yeah, even beyond that, yes.
Mexico City probably would make some sense. But I think they would like to get into Europe, whether it was Spain or England. I think one of those.
London?
I think Ireland would be further down the road. But I think, my guess would be either... I'll say London. I would say England or Spain would likely.
I mean, they're trying to make inroads in Germany. They're really trying to do some stuff in Germany. France doesn't seem to stick. They've got a game in Spain, so watch out for that one. Italy, no, not really. So England and Germany.
By the way, what I would like to see them do is put an NFL team in Honolulu and that team nicknamed the Vornadoes. Did you see this yesterday?
No.
The Vornado?
The Vornadoes?
Yeah. It's actually, if you have not seen it, you can Google it. It's been all over the news. But basically a tornado on an active volcano with the... It is a wild scene. And they're calling it a Vornado. I think Vornado would make an excellent NFL team nickname.
The Vornado.
Yes.
Okay.
Come on, Steelers. Beat the Vornadoes. again, we will have the Eagles and the Cowboys tonight, and we will be back to talk more tomorrow.
Sports Radio 98.7, The Fox. Fox Sports. 89.